Very interesting piece on The Conversation Africa. One of the co-authors, both of them are from the University of Cape Town, is about to join us now. What they are finding is studies show more South Africans are smoking tobacco. Let's welcome to 702 Drive Professor Corne van Walbeek. He's director of the research unit on the economics of excisable products at the University of Cape Town. Excisable products, I assume, referred to products on which there are excise duties, so alcohol, tobacco, and so on. Prof, welcome, and thanks very much for your time. Before we talk about what you think might be remedies, why do you think more people are smoking?
Yes, good afternoon, John, and good afternoon to your listeners. It's lovely being on your show. So what we find is that a survey that was conducted in 2021 called the Global Adult Tobacco Survey found that about 26% of South African adults are currently smoking tobacco products. And this is substantially up from 2017 when a survey was conducted through the National Income Dynamics Study, which indicated that 20% of people in South Africa are smoking. So we've seen a very, very significant change. And that has been basically a turnaround from a very long-term decreasing trend in smoking since at least the early 1990s. And that's disturbing from a public health perspective and so on. So the question is, why are people smoking more? To be honest, we can't give an exact answer to that. But yes, my suspicion is that the increased stress in society, together with the appearance and the burgeoning market of very cheap cigarettes, is pushing people to smoke more. And those people that would have otherwise have quit are now often turning into the illicit market in order to buy relatively cheap cigarettes. So just to give you an idea, normal cigarettes that are fully tax paid would retail anything between about 32 and about 48 rand, possibly even more in some instances. The excise tax just by itself is just shy of 20 rand for a pack of cigarettes.
Right.
So you can work out that any price that is below 28 rand is likely to be not fully tax paid and thus illicit. And what we see is that a very large proportion of the market is, in fact, illicit cigarettes. Let me stop there.
Thanks. Let me come in and ask you this. I mean, you talk in your article that about how SARS was doing much better, and the authorities in general, they were starting to deal with some of the lag that had set in between 2009 and 2017 as the investigative capacities at SARS were eroded with all those consequences. And then you say this: unfortunately, the 20-week ban on tobacco sales imposed by the government in 2020 undid this progress. Tell us what happened and why.
Yeah, so what was happening was in 2017, our estimates suggest that the illicit market was in the order of about 30% of the total market. In 2018 and 19, things started to improve when the research and the enforcement capacity at SARS was being put back together again after the disastrous Tomoyana years. And we saw that illicit cigarettes was decreasing from approximately 30% to anything between 23% and 26%. So the problem was not going away, but the problem was certainly not getting worse, and it was improving slightly. So what happened in 2020, as many of your listeners will remember, is that we had a 20-week ban on the sale of cigarettes. And that was, in our opinion, misguided, and it went on for far too long. Initially, the idea was to keep the sales ban in place for 3 weeks, then it turned into 5 weeks, and eventually it turned into a sales ban of 20 weeks. And what this did was it entrenched the illicit market very substantially. Already, many people were buying illicit cigarettes from informal outlets, shebeens, spaza shops, street vendors, etc. And what we then found is that everybody was forced to go into the illicit market, those who wanted to buy cigarettes, and nearly everybody did, nearly all smokers did, let's put it like this. A small percentage of smokers, probably about less than 10%, were able to quit smoking cigarettes during this period, and that, of course, is a good thing for them and for public health generally. But most smokers actually continued smoking during this period because of the availability of illicit cigarettes.
So, Prof, I want to clarify something, and I probably should have asked you this in the beginning. Are more people smoking, or are a fairly consistent number of people smoking more?
more people are smoking. So
Okay. The
percentage of people that are smoking has gone from 20% in 2017 to 26% in 2021.
Okay, no, in fact, you made that clear. Let me then ask you this in conclusion. Again, in the piece you've done with your colleague Sam Philby, you say that countries like Australia and the Philippines have had a multi-year tobacco taxation strategy. What does that mean and why do you think it's important?
Yeah, so we're sitting with something that the tobacco industry would regard as the one is related to the other, but it's actually not. Illicit cigarettes is a criminal situation.
Yes.
Increasing the excise tax on tobacco products is an incentive for people to quit smoking cigarettes. It pushes up the price, and we have shown from lots of evidence that if there's an increase in the excise tax, there's an increase in the price of cigarettes, and people are going to smoke less. What has unfortunately happened is because of the illicit market, many
yes.
people are going into the illicit cigarettes, and they are finding themselves smoking where they otherwise have the incentive to quit smoking. What we are proposing is a two-pronged strategy by government. Firstly, control illicit cigarettes. Unfortunately, it seems as though SARS is working on it. The fact that Gold Leaf Tobacco Corporation has been put under curatorship is a great move by the South African Revenue Services because they were at the forefront of the illicit cigarettes. I think there are many other companies that are also involved in illicit cigarettes. That's the first thing. The second thing is that the government should increase the excise tax. They have been increasing the excise tax at a very, very pedestrian rate over
yes.
the past 10 years, hardly in line with inflation rate. And what we find is that cigarettes are not becoming or are effectively becoming more affordable, and that is encouraging people to consume more. So this two-pronged strategy is what we as researchers with a strong tobacco control focus and a strong public health focus
yes.
are very much pushing and then wanting the government to implement.
Thank you very much, Professor Corne from Van Valbeek, together with Sam Philby. They are at the research unit on the economics of excisable products at the University of Cape Town. Go to the conversation the Conversation Africa. Yeah, that's the website. I got that out. I did. I'll put up the link just to make sure a little bit later on Twitter. But have a read of it. Interesting stuff. I'm keen to know, by the way, had you given up smoking and do you agree with the prof if you've started up again that stress plays a big part? Is the availability of cheaper but illicit cigarettes a factor at all? Have you noticed people around you, maybe you're not a smoker, but you're in a relationship of some kind, work or otherwise, with somebody who smokes? Have they stopped and started again? What about younger people? Give us your thoughts, your ground level experience, your smoke-filled room experience of the big numbers that we got from the prof. 22 past 4.